Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're back. And you know what? Hi, Miss Vera. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
The phone.
No problem.
Actually, I didn't realize that I'm trying to connect two shows up at once. And we're going to another hour. But you're not done. Don't go anywhere. I want to introduce you to a great young man. And and he is the maker of the shirts called The Game is Dirty. And he is just amazing. Hello, young man. Are you there?
Hi. How you doing, Sabrina?
Hi, sorry about that. I'm not used to the system. That's the first time I've ever tried to connect two shows back to back. So I apologize for that, but we're back with Rolling with the Diva. We're going to go ahead and have the guest reintroduce herself. We're on the line with Miss Vera. She was talking about her children's book, which is called what, Miss Vera?
Yes, Sabrina. It's called Monica and Michelle Travel the World. And it's about, it's for ages up to 12 years old. And it's engaging and fun, but yet a lesson learned book that teaches kids how to adapt when their parents have to move to different locations.
All right. Okay. Next. Go ahead.
My name is Justin Dabney. I'm the creator of a brand called Tigid, spelled T-G-I-D, which stands for The Game is Dirty. And I would like to talk to you about the brand. I get a chance. You want to talk about it now or?
No, hold on one second. My phone is just, here we go. Okay. Justin, how are you today? You're calling from California, correct?
Yes, I am.
And is it raining out there or is it hot?
No, it's hot. It's beautiful today. It's really hot.
Nice.
Beautiful day
so
today.
Ms. Vera, before we start talking with Justin, I would love for you to stay on the line because I think that you would really like what he's about to talk about with his shirt line and why he created it. Can you tell everybody where to follow you from? And before that, do you hold any more upcoming children's books?
No, I have one, but I just haven't came up with a name just yet, so I'm working on one. So it probably will be out in 2019. I just haven't came up with a title, but I'm working on a manuscript as well. So I just haven't came up with the correct title, but it's engaging, fun books that kids, I'm hoping that will grasp a joy of reading. So it's going to be on that type of genre. And you can, if anyone is interested in any of my books, you can reach me, Vera. That's VERAHARRIS.VP. That's VictorPapa.com. So VeraHarris.VP.com. That's my website. If you just search on Facebook for Happy Reading by Vera, you will be able to reach me there. Or you can reach me at Twitter at Vera Harris Children Book at VHarris5413 and Instagram at VHarris5413.
Nice. Okay, so let me ask you guys, Ms. Vera, let me ask you this. Justin already knows the answer to this, but the audience. So you see somebody wearing a shirt, and it says, let's just say, Rolling with the Diva. Do you think that shirts can represent a brand or a statement and give somebody a topic to talk about in a positive way without creating havoc?
You asking me, Sabrina?
Yes, Ms. Vera, yes.
Yes, I think so. I mean, that right there, to me, that is a great way to even start a conversation because if I saw someone with that on their shirt, I would either think that that's their brand, that's their company, or that's a statement that they're trying to project, and I would be in. I would inquire more. So it definitely would get my attention. It would be a great conversation starter.
All right, Justin, The Game is Dirty. Let's talk about that. Tell us about what was the concept about behind your title of your company, and what shirt right now has the biggest controversy in being talked about.
Okay, well, first of all, just for those who are listening, the brand is pronounced Tigit. That's how you pronounce it, Tigit, which is T-G-I-D. It stands for The Game is Dirty, and if you ever go to the page, thegameisdirty.com, you'll see the logo. The letters are infused, T-G-I-D. You'll figure it out once you see the logo. First of all, I'd just like to read the mission statement so people understand where I'm coming from. Bear with me. T-G-I-D, what is it? It's an acronym for The Game is Dirty. Pronounced as a word, it's Tigit. What is the game? It's life. The game of life can be dirty. Tigit is apparel that brings serious and not-so-serious issues to the forefront in a comical and sometimes serious way. Whatever life brings against you, you must win. Relationships, sports, financial, health, discrimination. You must stand against it. Losing is not an option. If you're not afraid of the truth and able to think for yourself, then this apparel is for you. Tigit clothing line is more meaning than fashion. Be bold, wear your thoughts. So that's the mission statement behind the clothes. And the brand came along for me just living life, working different jobs, and seeing how things are. Things aren't always fair, but at the same time, you still have to deal with life and get through things.
One second. Somebody has noise in their background, so if you're not, maybe move away from your speaker a little bit. All right, yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, and as I was saying, the brand was created through just living life. You're working different, doing school, health, sports, different things you just go through in life, and you notice how things reform. Things aren't always fair, but you still have to get through them. You still have to stand against it. You have to win. And going through life, I would always say, sometimes I would say, something happens at work or something's not right. I say the game is dirty, and that's something I would say a lot, and people would it would catch on. And after a while, I decided one day to make it into something that's expression for people. So I put the acronym together, TIGIT, which stands for The Game is Dirty, and I began to put my thoughts on shirts. And then as I started doing it, people started agreeing with it, and it started from there. So it's a way of people who don't have a lot of money or a company to express their thoughts. You can do it through the clothing. And once I started doing it, it's caught on. It's doing good out here locally. And I've been out with a lot of friends and family supporting. I have it in a couple of stores out here in California. The product has been on a couple of TV shows, music videos, a lot of independent artists. And if you look at the Instagram, The Game is Dirty, you see the amount of celebrities who have actually worn the product and like what it stands for. And I just
and so
I appreciate you for giving the opportunity to tell you about it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I appreciate you for coming on. It's always awesome to support people and network with people. Now, you have a shirt, and it has two figures on it, and one, and they're both male. One's light and one's dark. Tell us about that shirt and what's going on with that shirt.
Okay, well, before I get into that, I have several shirts, but this one particular shirt just kind of took off because it's such a strong statement. It didn't need advertising. It just took off on its own. The title of the shirt is called Same Crime, and it actually has three figures on it, like the regular men bathroom figures you see at a men's restroom.
Yeah.
One's black. Yes, one's black, one's white, and one's brown. Well, the black one, is, and above it says Same Crime, and under the black one it says Life, and under the brown one it says 15 years, and under the white character it says Probation. Well, people hate to believe that, but it's just an obvious thing. You know, you look on Google, you look on TV shows, and different sentences are handed to people apparently by what race they are. And the shirt just took off on its own, and Snoop Dogg ended up wearing the shirt on MTV Ridiculousness and ended up coming, you know, kind of worldwide. I sold the shirt all over and have a lot of companies stealing it, and it's become a really hot topic. And it's going to be here long after I'm gone.
Amen on that. Miss Vera, what do you think about that? What do you think about the shirt he was talking about?
I enjoy just listening how he was describing it. When I do get off of the interview, I will go to your Instagram page and take a look. But it made sense to me, yeah, because we are judged like that. So congratulations.
Yeah. But,
let's talk about that a little bit, because I like to keep the topic of keeping it real. What Why do you think that certain races get longer sentences, some get shorter? Like, for instance, there was a lady, and I don't know if a lot of people saw this. This was in the newspapers online, newspapers in print. But she had, and it was somewhere back east, and I forget where it was, but she had tried to strangle, and it had nothing to do with color. The child wasn't because of the color issue. It was the woman. And I think because she was a woman and because she, and they said she was abused, but she left a little boy that was in her daycare hanging by his neck. If another parent hadn't heard the little boy scream, went down to the basement, and then the lady ran out of the house, hit another car with a pregnant lady, and injured somebody else, but she only got on probation. Why is that?
Is that a question for me?
Yeah, either one I want to answer, yes.
Oh. I guess it's just because of the history of the country. I guess, I mean, that's hard because that's been going on before I was born, and no one likes to address it. You know, that's why I made the shirt where I don't have to really speak. I let the shirt speak for itself. And when you watch the news and the story, like what you just said, I heard about that story also. It actually speaks for itself. And what's amazing to me is no matter how many times these things happen, there are still people that say, "Oh, that's not true," and. Actually, and after a while, you just get tired of it. Like, okay, well, it's not true. That's fine. If it's not true, then we'll see. And that's when I kind of created that shirt. The shirt has gone viral. So for it to not be true, but everyone wants to steal it, even people it doesn't apply to, they steal it and make it, even though it's copyrighted, and they make it and sell it. So I just wish that people wouldn't have a problem with just understanding if something's true, just agree. I mean, even if it doesn't apply to you, why would you be upset? The truth is the truth. And if it happens that way, it is what it is. And some people really have a problem with that. But my brand just touches on all subjects, no matter what it is. Now, you know, some people are upset about that particular shirt, which I can't do anything about. I have plenty of shirts. But that one just really hit home, and it affects a lot of people. So I guess that's why it's really popular, because a lot of people have dealt with that or have family members or know anybody who's gone through that. And every day we watch the news, you see someone do something very hideous, very outrageous, and if they're not of black or brown color, somehow there's a way to either get out of it or say they're mentally ill, and it's amazing. And I wish that's an issue that could be fixed in our country.
And you know what? I agree with that. I agree with that to some point. I have to say a lot of things happened to me, and maybe by the grace of God, maybe. And I also would have to say, seriously, though, I think sometimes it's who's representing you. I've had some very powerful lawyers on my side for some things that I have done that were my own fault and didn't even have to account for those things because of the firm who was behind me and the people who were behind me. But I also so I haven't experienced it on that side because I've been blessed enough to have all of that. So maybe sometimes I think that some people don't have the proper representation and cannot afford the proper representation. And I've been the first one firsthand working in the court system, seeing attorneys who don't care and some will sell you out. But for the lady, I think I was more dissatisfied, not because of her color. She was a victim. They were saying it was okay for her to make a victim. The hand court going with, I'm abused, so I can abuse you, and then I can get off on it and injure other people. Because she actually tried to kill a child, and the excuse was she was being domestic. There was a domestic violence, but how is killing a child any more not domestic violence than her own husband who was abusing her?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way this new system is going. The law just passed. I don't know if people paid attention. I can't recall the name of the law, but it passed about 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if it's just California or nationwide, but now there's a law that if you commit a crime, be it rape or murder, whatever the crime is, if you can attach it to a mental illness, you will be exonerated. I think they serve no more than 2 years in like an institution. It's not a jail, and it's no longer than 2 years, and then you'll be, you know, they'll let you go. So that's almost like a get out of a jail free card. And that law was passed a few days ago. And then right after that, this story that you're talking about now happened. So it's already taken place already. And unfortunately, when that does happen, everyone's not going to be claiming that. Certain people are not going to be able to use that law. It's going to work, but it's not going to work for everybody. And they have so many mental illnesses they make up every week now. They have something attached to this makeup stuff that wasn't out a week ago. And so, and the more hideous the crime is, it's going to be that much easier to say, oh, yes, I have this condition, and just get off. So I don't know what's going to be the future of this stuff. It's going to be really, I'm really scared.
I hear what you're saying, but mental illness is not made up. People can claim they have something, but they have to be proven it, and that has to be proven by the DMS, now 5. But mental illness actually exists, but some people will claim it, but that can be diagnosed with psychiatrists. And as some people know, and as Ms. Vera knows, PTSD, somebody can't come up and say, I have PTSD today, and not have a history of medical following it. Right, Ms. Vera?
Yes, yeah. Now, you know, because PTSD, is a traumatic event. So
exactly.
You could have experienced something, years ago, and it could have just laid dormant, and then all of a sudden you experience something else, or something would trigger that and bring that back on. That's correct.
But tell us what has been positive for you, Justin, out of your shirt line that you're happy with, and where is it you're trying to take your shirt line now?
The thing that's made me happy is that the people, the acceptance of it. I was really nervous in the beginning. I figured if this is something that's only that I'm thinking, that no one's going to respond to it. But it's really something for the people, for everyday people, and people go through different things. Some people, things are worse than others, but they all relate to it. And it'd be relationship, financial health, sports. People actually respond to the product, and they like the logo. And doing all my different types of shirts, someone normally finds a shirt that pertains to a certain issue that they're going through or been through or can relate to, and that's what's actually made the brand grow, and it's really exciting. And the brand has already been on a couple of TV shows, music videos, and the fact that it's just growing and it's something that you created, it's a great feeling. And the stores that I've been in, they reached out to me. You know, they came, they met with me, they like the quality of the clothes, and they're buying. So right now I'm just trying to reach out to other stuff. I'm expanding to the women's wear, the sports wear, and what I want to do is I just want to bring something. Most brands is just somebody's name or a click, and my brand is not about that. My brand is for the people. It's for people who live real life, have to work jobs. We're trying to go from the bottom up to get success, and it's something that's for everybody, and that's something I'm trying to achieve. It's not just about, oh, this shirt matches with this shoes. I'm actually bringing fashion and meaning and awareness so people can wear their thoughts and their clothes have meaning at the same time. And I don't know if anyone's ever tried it before. I'm doing it so far, and it's been a really great road, and I love it. And I just like all the support and things like what you're doing right now, supporting me, giving me a chance to talk about this. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And with that being said, with clothing, we're going to remind you guys to visit Volante Marie on my page. She's a brand ambassador. And for www.styleroom326, for us women who are bigger, curvier, fat, whatever you want to say, but there's style for us, and everybody can look good. So, and they actually work with your, say, I'm very long-legged, so they work with your style and everything. So you guys make sure you check her out at www.styleroom326, and you can find her through my page, and she's a brand ambassador. She is a very awesome graphic designer, too. And also want to mention my favorite NBA draft, NFL draft player. You guys, somebody has an echo. They have to mute it or move away from the phone. Clarence Jones of CJ Clothing Design. I got to meet with him today, and that will be an online video that I'll post up later. But thank you, Clarence, and also met Will, who actually has a men's magazine out here and who is a concierge. So we'll be talking to Will later. Thank you to Carrie for being my photographer and my media person. Ms. Vera, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your book with us, and also just enlightening us the last couple of days, especially with dyslexia and reading. And next week, Ms. Vera and Dr. Linda will be back on July 30th. We'll be talking about mental health in regards to the military and non-military, and how this diagnosis and how to deal with it. We had, oh my goodness, Justin with tickets.
Yep.
The game is dirty. His T-shirt.
Yeah, the game is.
He has, is his actually his cat. And follow him on Instagram at TGID. Is that right, Justin?
No, the Instagram is The Game Is Dirty, and also the website is thegameisdirty.com. So, again, the Instagram is The Game Is Dirty, and the website is thegameisdirty.com.
And I just want to remind you guys that you a lot of people are using Instagram. A lot of people are using social media. I had an experience today. Somebody, Mrs. Vera or Justin, you guys have to mute it because I'm getting a feedback.
No, it's not me. My everything's off here.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Everything is off here.
Maybe it's just me. Okay. It probably is just me. I had an experience today. Somebody, again, comes into my message box and wants to sell me or tell me, actually, that they can help my Instagram account grow. Let me clarify for you guys on Instagram, because I do a lot of hashtagging studies and a lot of research in the algorithms that Facebook uses and Instagram uses. You can do that work yourself. You should never, ever, 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 I said ever, in your life give somebody access to your Instagram account, because, one, they have access to your information, to your page, to your
mm-hmm.
to some of your personal people that you don't that nobody else has access to. You can build
mm-hmm.
your own Instagram following. If you want to know how to do the hashtag, let me know. I'll help you. I'm not charging you. I'm going to show you what's especially for you and what not to use. Sometimes it has nothing to do with there's certain hashtags that Instagram does not allow, and when you put those in, your posts go nowhere. Your friends may see it,
okay.
but it may not go to those, because Instagram is the 8 million people building and up, and people are using it for business. Somebody today told me, the person who wanted to try to help me told me I was dumb and stupid because I asked for them to give me a proposal or tell me the price of what they were. Nobody sends proposals in email, or nobody does this. This is not 2006. I was like, okay, well, I can look at 15 proposals in my email on anything people want to deal with me with. You need to remember, business is business. Your direct message box is somewhere where you're going to make a contract and somewhere where you're going to hold a business conversation or anything. Keep it professional. You send emails, make them send you emails. Don't let people try to tell you you're dumb or you're stupid or anything like that, because the fact is you want quantity. No, you want quality, not quantity, on your Instagram social media. It's great to have 10,000 followings, 50,000, 80,000. But at the end of the day, a lot of you guys don't know. The Rock, Kevin Hart, all of those people are pages. They give them the post. So they can do that. That's all they do all day, is go around helping them build their page. But the normal person, you can build your page quickly and efficiently. If you want to know how, ask me, and I'll help you, because I can tell you what. My pages went from 300 to almost, I think, 1,600 in the last month because of some hard work on my part. So don't get caught up in
okay.
that, be the instant success and thinking, because if Instagram finds out that you are paying other people to work your account, or that they're paying for what they call organic accounts, they'll shut your account down. So don't fall into that trap. Just wanted to let people know. Today, we've
okay.
been on the air with Rolling with the Diva with Ms. Vera Harris, with Justin. You guys follow them. You guys heard their social media links. You guys have a great day. Ms. Vera, before you go, and Justin, before you go, let's start with Ms. Vera. Let's give people a word of wisdom or something that you want to leave the show with.
Okay. As a children author, I would say that even if you're not a kid, read, because you will enjoy life so much better. You won't have to follow crazy through the climate that's going on right now. But if you pick up a book and read, you will learn so much more. It'll bring you so much satisfaction.
Okay. Hello?
Justin?
Well,
yes,
my message would be to everyone, though the game is dirty, it sounds negative, but though the game is dirty, you can win no matter what this system of these jobs in life, you can win. Do never give up, never get discouraged. Whatever you set your mind to, you do it. Anyone that's telling you opposite of what that, you don't listen to that. You don't give no ear to that. So just know that you can do, and don't be discouraged by bad news. Just do what you plan to do, and it'll work.
Amen.
I'm a prime example of it.
Amen. And say it again. Don't be discouraged by what?
You know, don't be discouraged by bad news and different things that you hear. You know, everything's always just bad news, negative. You can't be discouraged by that. You got to go by what you're planning on doing, and what the man's doing to your left and what the man's doing to the right is it doesn't matter to you. You stay on your track on what you're trying to do.
Amen on that. Very good. Well, this has been Rolling with the Diva. It's been a long day. I really, really appreciate everybody just listening in. We had a in-person interview today with Clarence Jones with CJ Custom Clothing at the Hilton Grand today. That was fabulous. We'll post that. We had an awesome first half-hour interview with Ms. Vera Harris on her book. Then we had Justin and his clothing line. So you guys, listen in on all the shows. There's some great shows. They both are positive people to follow and doing great things for themselves and making a difference in their world. You guys remember, if you're struggling with mental health and you need or you just need somebody to talk to or you're there's a domestic violence situation, if it's domestic violence or you're immediately really suicidal and cannot hold on, you need to dial 911 or get to the nearest emergency room or call 911 for the police because you can be protected. Otherwise, for people who just need counseling, please dial 211 in all the United States, and they can offer you, give you phone numbers for no-cost or low-cost counseling. And you guys, hold on to your hats. Be good. And you guys heard the message today. Never give up. This has been Rolling with Diva, Serena Williams. I'm your host. Peace out. And we will see you tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Oklahoma, the number one state in the world where they have the highest prison rate for men and women, and also for drugs. So you guys tune in. Thank you, Justin, and thank you, Ms. Rear. You guys have a good night.
Okay, all right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.